Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to share with you about the power of casting vision and creating the right environment. You know, just recently, Bill Strickland, who's the president and CEO of Manchester Bidwell Corporation, he spoke at Harvard School of Public Health, and as part of decision-making, I guess, I don't know if it's a symposium or conference, but basically it's Voices from the Field. It's a webcast on leadership. And Bill is, man, he is a great guy. I mean, in terms of what he's doing for children in the inner city, we're just talking about the tragic events that happened in the suburban high school of Pittsburgh. Well, in the inner city of Pittsburgh, Bill has really had a tremendous vision to put in place an educational system that is, or a school, a training center, he calls it, that is of top-notch quality, and creating such an environment where he's taking inner-city kids and providing a place for them to learn and grow and develop, and the things that they're doing are absolutely amazing. He has partnerships now with MIT. The CEO of eBay invested $500 million into into his vision. The Heinz Corporation Ketchup gave him $1 million. I mean, you gotta figure the man.
As much ketchup as we're eating, and they give him just $1 million, and eBay gave half $500 million.
Tell me about it. Wow. Tell me about it. But I want you to hear just a few minutes of Bill,
which is Secretary of State John Kerry's lineage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. By marriage.
Heinz fortune.
Teresa.
Well, we want you to listen a little bit of Bill speaking about where he came from, because his story is unique, like all of ours. But how he got to this place, you can watch the full speech and talk when we relate it to the torch for you. But I just want you to hear just a little bit of his heart and how he got to this place.
I'm going to show you some pictures of what I do for a living in Pittsburgh. And as you'll see, these pictures have gotten me in some interesting places, including where I'm at today. But it all is autobiographical. Once upon a time, public school kid, flunking out of school, and an art teacher actually saved my life, a guy named Frank Ross. He got me excited about clay. He says, I'm leaving here. I'm not going to let you die like your buddies on the street. You're going to college. So he hounded me during my senior year till I filled out something called the Scholastic Aptitude Test. Never seen the test, flunked the test, get in on probation, graduate with honors. Now I'm a trustee of the University of Pittsburgh. And I was the commencement speaker. And I got up in front of 13,000 people and I said, don't give up on the poor kids. They might end up being the commencement speaker. And that story is what we'll talk about for a couple minutes. Environment drives behavior. Beautiful environments create beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners. So based on that philosophy, many years later, I went out and raised a whole pile of money to build a center, that center. This is my concept of what a school for poor people is supposed to look like. This was done by a student of Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect. I met Mr. Wright's architecture when I was 16 years old, and I was determined I was going to build something like that in my community. So I found one of his great students. I built that center, which was the scale model for the Pittsburgh Airport. So it's kind of famous. And when you come to see the place, what you will not see is a metal detector or security cameras, because I don't have any, in the highest crime rate neighborhood in Pittsburgh. And in 27 years of operation, no drugs, no alcohol, no police calls, no theft, no vandalism. Zero. I'll also take you up to see my old high school. It's four blocks away. Steel doors, metal detectors, bars in the windows, in the same neighborhood. Nobody's that lucky. Environment drives behavior. Beautiful environments create beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners. So based on that philosophy, I built this center. That's the entrance to the building. Fabulous artwork throughout the building. There's no anti-theft system on any of the artwork. We haven't lost anything in 26 years, not a pencil. And what we now know is that the way in which you treat people oftentimes sets the stage for their development. The other thing that I'm very strong about is light, L-I-G-H-T. Poor people are always in the dark in their heads. So the idea is to get them out in the sunlight and let them know that the sun's for everybody on the planet, not just rich kids. And that has turned out to be a very, very important principle that we live under. That's our kitchen. I promote Heinz ketchup wherever I go in the world, which I hope you eat up here at the Harvard School of Health. I don't know where your politics are about ketchup, but I stand with ketchup. I had a cardboard box put in my school, and I had it in the garbage bag, and I was trying to raise money. So I got called into the office of United States Senator John Heinz, who was the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune, which was like going to see the Wizard of Oz, because he had about $600 million, and I had about 60 cents. He said, man, you've done a great job with the inner city people, and we understand you want to build a new school. I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, you could really help our affirmative action goals out if you'd had a culinary program in your school when you get it built. That way you could hire some black folks and solve the problem. Well, back then we were a building trades program, you know, bricklaying, carpentry and stuff. I said, Senator, I'm really reluctant to go into a field I don't know anything about. Give me the money, we'll build a school. I'll come back in a couple of years, and we'll get that culinary program going just like you asked. And he sat real quietly, so what would your answer be if I said I'd give you $1 million? I said, Senator, it appears that we're going into the food training business. And John, give me $1 million. And we borrowed the curriculum from the Heinz Ketchup Company, and we trained poor people to become gourmet cooks in 10 months flat in the middle of the inner city of Pittsburgh. And this turned out to be quite a story. Built an amphitheater for the students. They're all in uniform. That's lunch at the school, by the way. The concept is you can't teach people if they're hungry. So the answer is give them something to eat. But we don't do fast food. We do gourmet food. So every student at the center has a gourmet lunch every day. Good for the stomachs, better for the heads.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, I got to see this whole thing. Make sure you can see this whole thing right at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. This guy is amazing. Bill Strickland?
Bill Strickland, president and CEO of Manchester Bidwell Corporation, I believe. Manchester Bidwell Corporation, yeah.
So what was those key statements he made?
Well, this was really interesting. His key statement is, environment drives behavior. Beautiful environment creates beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That is you think about the way that America has treated people who need help. They literally create almost a prison format.
Sure.
They stack folks up. They pile them in the small places. They concentrate them instead of giving them a nice spread and beauty and that type of thing. Although lately I've seen some changes in that, but historically that's how it's been.
Right. So it's pretty amazing to see everything that's happened. And we want to make sure that we continue this in our next program.
Oh, good. We're going to continue
some more.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much to talk about this because environment is so important. And this is being done not just in Pittsburgh, but we're going to find out that this is a vision that's now spreading all across the country and even around the world.
So definitely make sure in a future program we're going to continue this conversation. Man, this is an amazing thing. Bill Strickland. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. John, tell us about Bill Strickland.
Man, this is I'm hearing about Bill.
Bill, what happened to you?
Listen, it's a transference. You come in the region, it just gets on.
Oh, you're blaming that on us?
Oh, yes, yes.
Is that right? That's something.
I'm Pat, really, but
right.
So Bill.
Bill Strickland. Thank you,
Bill.
Bill Strickland.
Bill.
He is the president and CEO of Manchester Bidwell Corporation. And basically...
In Pennsylvania.
Actually, they have centers now, educational centers all across the country.
This is an amazing place.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we've talked about what he's doing in a previous program.
Which you can catch.
Of course.
TV.com.
But it's just it's amazing. What he wanted to do was to create an environment where inner city poor children in particular and adults can come into a place where they can have vision so they can actually be trained and be educated. And he has built, a top-notch, state-of-the-art, quality campus education center that would rival most colleges.
And museums.
Oh, museums.
He's been there 22 years, no security cameras, no metal detectors, in a neighborhood that has bars on the windows and hasn't even lost one pencil.
Is that amazing?
During those years because of the environment.
Is that amazing?
That is totally amazing. Although he did have big hands, and if he was counting out one, two, three, I would have listened. It could hurt.
Well, one of his driving philosophies is this, that environment drives behavior. Beautiful environment creates beautiful kids. Prisons create prisoners.
And that is so true.
That is so true.
It makes me think about the son of Hamas that we're going to be having coming up, that his environment molded him, and it wasn't until he began to be exposed outside of his environment that he found out the very, you know, this is son of Hamas, is a leader in Hamas, that he began to meet Jews, that he found out they're not what Hamas was saying they are. They're kind to me. They actually pay for my school and my education. But then he met Jesus.
Wow.
When he began to meet Christians, and then he had to get outside of his environment.
Environment means everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Environment means everything. And so you get
why the enemy tries to control the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have the right environment and then you have the right vision, you can actually begin to see yourself out of your present situation into a new place. But if you're never exposed to another environment, oftentimes you become a product of your environment,
mm-hmm.
whatever that environment is. And so it's interesting what he has been able to do, and the folks have been able to back his educational centers. I mean, we've talked about previously how the president of and founder, believe, of eBay wrote him a check for $500 million. He tells a story. He didn't even know who he was, and then kind of introduced himself and was obviously very humble. And Bill said, well, thank you very much. Took his card. And when he went back to his campus, he told one, he says, I talked to one of the techie kids we have there at the school, and I said, do you know who eBay is? And he says, oh, yeah. And he starts telling him, he says, oh, my goodness, I just met the founder. I could have picked my phone up and give this guy a call. So he says, when I call him, the founder says, I figured you'd figure it out sooner or later. And so he wrote him a check for what they're doing. And
you imagine, like, they won't deposit. I'm trying to deposit this. It's a $500,000.
$500,000.
I wonder if PayPal will actually just do the transaction.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine the fee they would take out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Go straight to the bank. So he also has a partnership. He has a partnership with MIT, and they're doing these imaging centers. Well, he started raising money and speaking to different people. And Dizzy Gillespie, one of a jazz musician for many, many years, very successful, heard about what Bill was doing and came to the center and was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Bill, I'm supposed to help you. I'm supposed to help you. And I'm supposed to. I want to help you get these all across the country. And they have a vision to build these educational centers. And these are career training centers. They can learn entrepreneurship.
High school.
Horticulture. Adults. I believe it's an adult and high school and adult.
A high school adult.
Program. But it's a training program. And it's amazing what mm-hmm. they're growing in the inner city. You know, we'll have a video for you on the torch where you can watch it extensively and find out, you know, more information what they're doing. So Dizzy says, I want to help you. And what I'm going to do is I want to bring a couple of my friends, Herbie Hancock and some other jazz musicians, and we're going to record a CD, and we're going to give you all the rights to it.
Oh, wow.
Well, they wind up recording 5 Grammy Award-winning CDs that they own.
Wow.
They have a state-of-the-art studio at this educational facility. And like I said, it's just pretty amazing of what they were able to do and the type of vision and how they've been able to help and empower poor people by just creating vision and educating them.
Let me show you how poor people's schools should look like. And all of a sudden, it goes like this museum. I know you're going to be talking to us about, what if we as Christians understand that's what we should be doing? And it probably looks like they talk about the light and that, but they can take those same concepts and say, you know what? That's what we're supposed to do. But I know that when God launched VFN-TV and the daily radio program, and we started all over the world, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden new cultures are coming in, and it began to really humble us to realize how diverse the world population is and how, you know, you can't define communities and people and nations based off just your experiences. You got to be real slow to speak,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so many beautiful people in the world, and God loves the human race, and you need to keep your message as the church, you know, just pure in their context of, you know, it's not as complicated as religions made it out to be.
No, it's not,
and it's not as light mm-hmm. as. Those who use grace for permission to do wrong is, but there is that reality. But it's just stepping outside of our environment.
Absolutely.
Of America.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, these centers, he has 100 planned for this country. There are a few of them that are being set up, 100 that are planned outside of this country. But I got to thinking, and I don't, you know, what they're doing educationally, it's good. They're training young people. Again, you know, we continue to do your research, but when we come back, the vision that I was getting and seeing is that imagine what would happen, Greg. Imagine what happened, Pat, when the kingdom of God really begins. What can we do in the kingdom with educational, top quality sensors that will equip Christians in the church to really function and move in the seven mountains that, you know, we've talked about
apostolic
before.
Centers, man.
Oh,
I'm
my goodness.
It.
Do you see
I'm
it?
Seeing
do
it,
you
man.
See
I can't wait to get back and talk about it.
When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to cast vision and share about some creative, awesome environments that we can put together for the kingdom of God.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.